I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee. Coffee every moment of my life.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Coffee at the Merck here in Madison. Paul Ramo here, enjoying a, well, I'm not enjoying coffee. We call it Coffee at the Merck. Chris Shellstead joins me here.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. And as Paul mentioned, we're not drinking coffee today. We decided it was a cold sundrop kind of day.
That's right. And I'm drinking sundrop out of a bottle here at Madison Mercantile.
It just tastes way better out of a bottle, doesn't it, Paul?
It does. It does.
All we need is some chipped ice and some cherry and lemon, and we'd be sitting in the Detroit parking lot just like high school.
That's right. I love sundrop. I think everybody does, don't they?
Absolutely. If you're not drinking coffee, you might as well have a sundrop.
That's right. Well, Chris and I get together once a month on Monday and talk about what's happening at the Madison Mercantile here in along Highway 40 and Main Street in Madison. Chris has done a fantastic job in the past year redoing this whole building here and getting things going, Chris.
Yeah, you know, it's been a blast. Sometimes I sit down and go, wow, has it only been a year? It's just been about a year and a couple months since we closed on the building. But I tell you, when I was buying the building from Gary Bremer, he was so gracious and so kind to let me start bringing things in ahead of time and kind of figuring out what I was going to do. So when we finally closed on the building, we could hit the ground running. And that, so it's been just over a year, and I'm tired, but I'm really happy. Things have gone really well, and
yeah,
the community loves it so far.
Yeah. They do, and you and Megan and your friends and family to help put this together. You've worked hard.
Yes.
So tell our listeners a little bit about the Madison Mercantile.
Hey, real quick, Madison Mercantile is a mercantile kind of is a conglomeration of everything a community needs. So in my case, I needed good coffee, an art gallery, some music, some craft beer, that kind of thing. So we built that here. We went ahead and did whatever the community wanted, whether it's a space to meet, a place to hang their art, an office to hang out in, a place to paint, whatever you need. So that's kind of the story behind the Mercantile. So we are still listening to the community, and we're still kind of taking a left turn or a right turn, depending on what they need.
Yep.
So things are not static here. They're fluid.
Everything's
for sure.
Going. And you had a big weekend this weekend. Of course, the Lackawanna County Fair just concluded, and let's talk about that. You had a lot of people come in here.
Yeah, I think, Paul, you're probably just as tired as the rest of us. You know, we give it our all during fair, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing a lot of volunteering down at the fairgrounds, too.
Volunteering and hanging out with littles and riding a lot of rides, and I'm still recovering from that, I think. But here at the Merck, we were open Friday and Saturday. We just wanted to kind of be open for folks to come by and see what we're up to. Saturday was kind of a big day because we had a number of people come through here who hadn't seen it yet. You know, folks that were home for fair or home to see their parents or grandparents, and it was always fun to watch them walk in the front door and go, what? This is not a hardware store anymore. It's like my favorite reaction when they go, wow, you're selling coffee out of the parts department. So that was a lot of fun, and I gave a bunch of tours to folks that were interested in what we're doing.
What were some of the things that people said then, or where they all came from?
Well, a lot of folks from the cities, of course, Fargo area, Fargo-Moorhead, and, you know, come home to the tradition of coming to the fair and bringing their little ones to the fair. So it's just such a great, wonderful thing to do to expose your kids to something that was good for you when you were little. But walking in here, they kind of look around and just stop and go, wait a minute, Madison's got some stuff going on. And it's not just the Merck, but we got the new music park on Main Street. We got the dog park. We've got the Prairie Arts Center getting revitalized. We've got some new businesses in town. So people that hadn't been here for a year or two, they kind of were very gratified to see that Madison has stuff happening. And there was a group of them around my age, which is to say seasoned, right?
Okay.
A little seasoned, that are close to the end of their careers and close to retiring or sort of gearing down. And a couple of them have thought, you know, I could move back there. I could come home again. So that was really exciting, and we decided to call ourselves as a group the Rural Rebounders.
The Rural Rebounders.
Yes. And it's,
people that have moved away from Madison and want to come back.
Right. People who have experienced that big city life or whatever, and they're like, yeah, you know what? I think I'll move back to the farm. So Rural Rebounders. And so I think
great
that
name.
There's a bunch of those kind of folks happening. So
yeah, that's a great name, Chris.
Yeah, I think it's exciting.
All right. That's kind of cool to hear people say that, huh?
Yeah. I was really gratified to hear that people come back and are impressed with how well the town's doing. And, you know, you hear stories about the demise of small towns and all that, and that just isn't happening here.
No.
Madison's doing good. Internet's screaming. We got all sorts of stuff happening, and I think people were really happy to find that out.
All right. And one thing that's happening is coming up here. You want to talk about this event here, Chris. Go ahead.
Yes, the Meander. So the Meander, it's the Upper Minnesota River Valley Art Crawl. And that happens the September 30th and October 1st and 2nd. So if just to kind of let everybody know what it is, it's a meander, like the river meanders, from Granite Falls up to Ortonville. And all along the way, there's over 40 artists that you can drive.
Wow.
Yeah, you can pick up a map here at the Merck, and you can drive those 3 days and see all those artists in their studios or in a place like the Mercantile. And I am just continually amazed at the amount of art and artists and talent there is out here in this area.
Yeah, there's a lot of artists in our Q92 listening area.
Right. There must be something in that water, Minnesota River water. But, so here at the Merck, we are hosting two artists in particular, and that would be Deb Meyer and Mary Boylan.
Okay.
So Deb is a watercolor artist. I think folks in town have gotten to know her work of local scenes and really terrific portraits.
Yep.
And if you've ever tried watercolor, you know that the hardest thing you can do is a portrait in watercolor. So she's been really successful at that.
My favorite is her Main Street Grand Theater.
Oh.
Have you seen that one?
I have.
That's awesome.
I have.
Yep.
And, you know, in addition to just being able to see the actual paintings, you can see the prints of them. So you could purchase a little a copy of that in print form or card form as well. So
okay.
She's going to have that kind of thing. And then the other official Meander artist is Mary Boylan. And Mary has her studio right here at the Merck.
Oh, she has her own studio right here at the Merck.
She does. Okay. And from where I'm sitting right now, I can see her working on a giant, really cool thing through the window of her studio. She's really talented. And when she's up here in the summer, she's in Florida in the winter. But when she's up here in the summer, she tries to concentrate on local scenes. So you'll see barns and old trucks and tractors. And she just captures a lovely picture of rural life up here. So really excited to be hosting both Mary Boylan and Deb Meyer.
Okay. So this will be a hopping place during the Meander.
It will. It okay. will. And in addition to the two official Meander artists, we'll have our normal show of Janice Anderson's art that is always here. And we'll also have Della Conroy in the Madison Arts Council Gallery. So,
okay.
And then one thing that's new this year for Meander is the organizers realize that there's a lot of people coming through the area, thousands of people from Sioux Falls, Minneapolis, Fargo-Moorhead.
Other states, actually.
Yep. All over. So one thing that they've mentioned is that they want more options to eat, so more food. So we are going to have lunch here, and what we decided to do is highlight locally produced food.
Oh.
Right. So we and the Blue Nose Gopher in Granite Falls and Java River in Montevideo are each going to do some different kind of locally produced food. And we decide here at the Merck, because it is also Oktoberfest in town that weekend, we're going to have brats and brochen.
Brochen. Brats and brochen.
Now, you should know what a brochen is, Mr. Raymond.
Tell me.
Okay. Brochen is a German bun, a roll.
Oh, okay.
Like a Kaiser roll or whatever, but
okay.
So a brat and brochen, so...
Is there sauerkraut with it?
We can do that. That shouldn't be hard.
I'll be here.
All right. I love sauerkraut, too. So we are going to get those brats from locally raised cattle, and that will be processed by Pastors of Plenty. okay. Out of near Kirkoven. And then the brochen will be made with kernza flour.
Okay.
That's grown locally. And a baker out of Granite Falls called Dope Productions, that's dough with a P, Dope Productions, is going to be making those kernza rolls for us. So, and we'll throw some sauerkraut on there for
you. All right, that'd be great. So that the Meander people, the people that are meandering, will stop here and look at Deb's and
Mary's
yeah. art and other things here at the Madison Merc and grab something and go.
Right. We want it to be a grab-and-go option because we don't want to slow you down too much. We want you to enjoy Madison and want you to enjoy what's here, but there's a lot of artists to see. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be a new thing for us this year.
Okay.
On the food situation, though, I'd like to bring up something else.
Yep.
So it is Hispanic Heritage Month this month.
Oh, okay.
And we have been reaching out to local Hispanic families in town because, you know, I moved here from Texas, and I truly miss my breakfast tacos.
Breakfast tacos.
Breakfast tacos. And a good breakfast taco, you got to have homemade tortillas. So I'm talking to a couple of young ladies here in town who are good at making homemade tortillas, and so they may be back in our kitchen rolling out some homemade tortillas and making breakfast tacos for the town. So keep an eye out for that. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's awesome. I'll be here for that, too.
They're good.
Is there sauerkraut on that?
Ooh, I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, yeah. And, anything else on the Meander?
No, I just wish everybody can come out for it. There's so much to see. If you want to make it a girls' weekend or a family endeavor, it'll be a beautiful weekend, hopefully, and you can hit as many spots as you can, but make sure you stop at the Merc.
Okay, when is that Meander again?
It's September 30th and October 1st and 2nd.
Okay, 3 days.
3 days, yeah.
Right.
And this is the 18th year.
Oh,
so
it is?
It's a big deal.
Okay.
It is.
And last year you had a number of people. You were really just starting to get open, but you still had a lot of people come
right.
through.
Right. With very little advertising and not a whole lot to offer, we had 150 people come through. So we're expecting over 300, at least 300 people coming through.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Coming through Madison.
Coming through.
During the Meander.
Yep.
All right.
Exactly.
Good. What else we got going on at the Madison Mercantile, Chris?
Well, this September, we are looking at a couple little music events here in the next 30 days. They're just kind of developing, so I don't want to really say anything yet. We also are hosting a new thing here at the Merc. The Country Butcher, which is the butcher shop in Dawson, yeah. They put an annex of their butcher shop here at the Mercantile, and that's being manned by Kelvin Weber, and he's doing a great job selling really yummy stuff from the Country Butcher, and the hours are sort of developing, like 9 to 1, 3 days a week, but as soon as we get those sort of solidified, we'll be pushing those out on our Facebook
page. Oh, that's awesome. So you can come in here and purchase stuff from the Country Butcher here in Madison.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great thing, and that's kind of the start of what we want to do with some more locally produced foods and things like that.
Okay.
And then, of course, in October, we are going to jump back into trivia season. Paul, you better be here for trivia.
Well, I'm not really good at trivia. My wife's outstanding at trivia.
Well, bring her along if she's a ringer.
Okay. I love playing trivia, though.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of fun.
That got to be really popular.
It did. It did. We had, you know, 10 teams and 60 people at some times, and it's a blast. We have a good time, so we're really looking forward to trivia. And then, of course, now that the summer is concluded, we're going into harvest season, but shortly after that, we're going to be, you know, gearing up on things like study club and quilt club and all that stuff that gets put on hold for the summer. So we're looking yep. forward to hosting all of those organizations.
So it'll be a busy place here at the Madison Merc then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It always is.
And during
is.
Trivia, you have pizza here, and I know Remedy Brewing Company. Talk about that a little
right.
bit.
Right. We've got Remedy Brewing Company, which is run by Matt Hasted, a local boy, of course. And then we have Fernson Beer, which I don't think you can get anywhere else around here. But
what's
that? That's a Fernholz and I believe a Thompson.
Okay.
So we have two beers out of Sioux Falls that have local ties.
Right.
And they've been pretty popular.
And you sell that here?
We do. We have a liquor license, so it's legal.
Awesome.
Okay. We have a good time. And
well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, looking out farther, we've got North Fest things going on. We're working with the Lacroix Players to host a holiday event. And, you know, there's never a dull moment here at the Merc.
That's right. And the stage is well used up here, isn't it?
It is, whether it's a couple little kids singing Disney songs, which happens quite a bit, teenager learning how to play guitar, or, you know, actual professional musicians. We would love to have folks who come out and do an open mic, and anytime they want to plug and play, we have all the setup ready for them.
All right. All right, Chris, well, thanks for your time again today, and tell us about what's happening in Madison and at the Madison Merc. You do a great job Just behind you, I see a lot of Madison Dragon apparel.
That's right. We're keeping that dragon alive here.
You got it. Now, here you got the dragon mascot, too.
We do. You know, the dragon mascot, the dragon did show up at a class reunion or two this past weekend. I'm not saying who might have been inside it, but...
I know, though.
It was there.
All right. Chris, great job. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for everything you and KLQP does for us and for the region.
All right. That's Chris. You're welcome. Chris Shelstead from Madison Mercantile, and this has been Coffee at the Merc.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merc with Chris Shelstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merc.
Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each time.